Today is November 8th, 2020. As the coronavirus continues to be active in our communities, we do not worship together in person at the church, but offer this recorded service, and I welcome you to this time of worship. Out of the blue, God comes to us. In the midst of turmoil, Jesus walks toward us. As darkness closes in, the Spirit lights a way for us. Out of the blue, Jesus comes through. When times are tough, God can be enough. As questions arise, the Spirit is wise. Let us offer our praise in prayer and song as we begin our worship. And let's pray together. And I'm using the words of Saint Benedict, who lived in the late 5th to mid 6th century. O gracious and holy God, give us wisdom to perceive you, intelligence to understand you, diligence to seek you, patience to wait for you, eyes to see you, a heart to meditate on you, and a life to proclaim you. Through the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ our Lord, we ask this, and now pray as Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite you to now listen and or join in singing the hymn, Open My Eyes That I May See. Today's scripture comes from Psalm 119, verses 105 through 112. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it, that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, Lord, according to your word. Accept, Lord, the willing praise of my mouth, and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. May we be blessed through the reading, hearing, and application of God's holy word today. And I invite you now to listen to the solo entitled Thy Word, sung by Richard Freeman and accompanied by Marilyn Glover. And this is a paraphrase on the verse 105 of the 119th Psalm that I just read a moment ago. Let's listen together.
Unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me, and nothing I will fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will not forget your love for me, and yet my heart forever is wandering. Jesus, be my guide and hold me to your side, and I will love you to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Please join with me in prayer. Holy God, we praise and glorify you. We rejoice in all the ways that you provide for us and sustain us. Open our hearts and minds to your word and fill us with your spirit. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Since we changed the clocks last weekend, have you noticed the sun setting earlier and darkness arriving by the evening commute for many? Were you ever afraid of the dark? This is a common fear for many children and some adults. Imagine if all your days were lived in the dark due to blindness. One such person is named Eric Weinmeier. Even with what many would consider a severe limitation or handicap, Eric is an amazing athlete and adventurer. His accomplishments include kayaking all 277 miles of the Colorado River and through the Grand Canyon, biking from Hanoi to Ho Chi Minh City, climbing the highest mountains on all seven continents, in addition to several other high peaks. In an interview several years ago, Eric recalled his descent off the face of El Capitan. He was with several other climbers. They had already spent at least one night in a bivouac on the face of the mountain and were now trying to get off the mountain before nightfall. They failed. Night descended on them before they were able to finish their descent. They were all in the dark. So they turned to the one man who had the most experience climbing in the dark, Eric. He led them down safely, the blind leading the sighted. The writer of today's scripture from Psalm 119 might be thought of doing something similar. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, he writes in verse 105. Today's entire scripture reading from Psalm 119 seems to be a series of moralistic quotations about the overriding importance of the Word of God. Each verse seems to be independent, but the psalmist says in verse 110 that the wicked have laid a snare for me, but I do not stray from your precepts. He is once again on the path he mentioned in verse 105. And it leads us to asking, how can we safely walk in the dark? Sometimes it happens. We find ourselves in the dark, in uncharted territory, without lights, signal markers, hints, landmarks, white roadside stripes, a flashlight, a smartphone, or infrared night vision goggles. Such times in our lives can be terrifying. They often immobilize a person. Life comes to a standstill. Yet the psalmist does not feel this way. He, like us, is on a metaphorical path. The image of verse 105 is of a path obscured by darkness. It is an unknown path. If the way were a well-known path, a light might not even be needed. Sometimes the light of the moon will be sufficient to guide someone who's traveling via a common, if narrow, pathway. Today's scripture suggests that the traveler is both in the dark and walking an unknown path. This is why the traveler is so glad to have a lamp or a light. It illuminates where the feet are stepping, and it shows the path ahead. These are two important considerations. We don't want to put our foot on a rock or a root upon which we might sprain our ankle, over which we might trip and fall. And we want to have some advance notice of the terrain ahead, perhaps to avoid stepping headlong into a ditch, or worse, an abyss. And we want to have a sense of where we're going. Let's consider the first of these. When we're walking in the dark, we want to have some light on what is immediately before and below us. We want light on this path to make sure that we can avoid a tree root, a jutting rock, or a rotten log. Imagine we're traveling in the family vehicle at night on a narrow two-lane road. We're returning from a long day in the big city, where one of the kids was in a swim meet. We're tired, and the road is unfamiliar, and it's raining lightly. You are driving, and you frequently opt to use your low beam lights rather than the high beams. You want to have a clear view of the immediate road ahead. You don't like surprises. You want clarity. You want a nice, wide view. So it is in life. We need the flashlight, the torch, the low beams to illuminate the real estate immediately in front of us. We want to know if dangers, hazards, or problems lie imminently before us. To walk in God's path of right living means that we need to see or be aware of these hazards. So what might some of these hazards be? Here are a few to consider, and you might have some for your own list. A craving for money and material toys. Electronic devices, tablets, smartphones, games. Bad relationships. This could include toxic friendships, bad habits, a desire for a person who is not our spouse, and job-related stress. The psalmist says that the word of God casts light on these obstacles to wholesome living. Like navigating any highway, some things we just have to go around and avoid. Other problems are like potholes that need to be filled with solid material and paved over. Some issues, like a tree across a road, need to be cut up and emphatically removed. The Bible has plenty to say about the love of money. About smartphones, not so much. But in this case, the issue is one problem of disproportionate time, as well as manners and courtesy, is how do we spend our lives, the time that is allotted to us. The Bible says plenty about our use of time and about manners and how we relate to others. Scripture also provides plenty of guidance on extramarital affairs. We shouldn't have them. Second, when we're walking in the dark or driving down a dark road, we want to have some idea of what's ahead beyond what's right in front of our bumper. So what does the Bible say about the path itself? Where are we going? Let's return to that same road on which we're traveling after the kids' swim meet. Sometimes, especially after using low beams, we are satisfied that we're aware of the nature of the immediate road before us. Our view of the immediate stretch of highway tells us that nothing presents a danger to us and the occupants traveling with us. So we switch to high beams. Now the road far ahead of us is in the light. We can see the curve to the left that's coming. Instantly, we can determine whether a long stretch of straight road is in front of us, or whether the road twists and turns. We now know what we need to prepare for. Is the road predictable, or is it wild and uncertain? God's word certainly is not a crystal ball that gives us a glimpse into our future, but it does cast light on best practices that are most likely to result in a life well lived, a life without the extreme curves, dips, and valleys. The high beams of God's word show us that a well lived life is one that is given in service to others, in which words are used to encourage and not cut down. in which self-denial is a good thing, in which we are extraordinarily kind and generous, in which we try to make life less difficult for others, and in which we are grateful for the smallest of blessings. These benefits of the light and lamp accrue to the traveler on one and only one condition. The light must be trained upon the path. If we shine our light on the bushes, hedges, and trees to the right or to the left to see if there might be dangers lurking there, we will surely stumble and hurt ourselves. If we're walking in the dark, we need to keep the light trained on the pathway. The value of Scripture is that it teaches and instructs us. As the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, all Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. If we use Scripture for any other purpose, we're going to have all sorts of difficulties. If we try to use the Bible to prove some sociological, political, or economic ideal, we're just inviting trouble. God's Word is given to us to guide our feet along our daily and sometimes treacherous path. There is a movement entitled No Barriers, whose motto is, "What's within you is stronger than what's in your way." But let's remember that it's not only what is in us that is stronger than what's in our way, but who is in us that is stronger than what's in our way. As followers of Jesus, we are no barriers people. When we're walking in the dark, we have the light of the Word of God to guide us, as well as a sort of internal guidance system that helps us follow the path. Staying true to this Word and the inner voice of the Spirit of God will empower us to live, as the No Barriers mission statement puts it, a life that is rich in meaning and purpose, and will enable us to walk safely in the dark. Let's pray together. O great teacher, open our minds to know new lessons. Open our ears to hear new sounds, our eyes to see new sights. Open our hearts to receive new relationships. Open our souls to your voice, your guidance. Never let us stop learning, we pray. As we learn, help us to see adventure, to know change, and to find purpose as we grow in faith. You lead us each moment, O God. If only we could remain open enough to hear and see and know. Even in the midst of darkness, you can teach. Make us a people who can learn in things great and small. Bless us as you teach us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I invite you now to listen or join in singing the hymn, Wonderful Words of Life. As we conclude this time of worship, I invite you to join with me in prayer. Lord God, when evil darkens our world, give us light. When despair numbs our souls, give us hope. When we stumble and fall, lift us up. When doubts assail us, give us faith. When nothing seems sure, give us trust. When ideals fade, give us vision. When we lose our way, be our guide, that we may find serenity in your presence and purpose in doing your will. Amen.